Thank you so much, everybody, for welcoming me to your community, and to your church on such a special day. So the reason I am here today as a volunteer, is because actually my family fell on really hard times a number of years ago, and I went to my local community for help, only to find that the services locally were very, very small on the ground, and they simply couldn't offer me the support that I needed. So I was a very, very lucky person. I had family, community, and the wherewithal, and then the motivation to go and help myself. And I'm very pleased to say that my family is fantastic now. But what I did was promise to myself back then that I would return to this space, and wanted to work for a charity that supported children and families, and I'm really pleased that I was able to do that last year. So that's why I'm here today before you. I have a huge amount of respect for this charity, the work that they do, and really the difference that they make to the lives of the most vulnerable in our society, which is our children. So at the Children's Society, we have been supporting and campaigning for children for almost 140 years, so that's since 1881. We have a fascinating history, and in this time, the charity has evolved and diversified its expertise to ensure we are meeting the needs of young people in this country at their most vulnerable. So during the Victorian era, we started out supporting the poorest children and young people. And that was by setting up an adoption and fostering service to keep vulnerable youngsters, safe, keep them off the streets and also out of the workhouse. But today our work covers, a very different remit. And we broadly support children of an age range between 10 years and 18 years. So our focus today is on preventing children from being exploited, helping more children get mental health and well-being support, tackling the financial crisis that children face due to poverty within their family, and also we are also campaigning for change at a government level. And our main areas of work are child sexual exploitation, the prevention of child criminal exploitation, supporting children with mental and emotional health. We also support a group called Care Leavers. Now, these are young people who have been in a care facility who are then independent adults from the age of 18, and that service is stopped. So we actually extend support to those children up to the age of 25 because we see them as, very young, perhaps vulnerable independent adults. So we extend that up to 25. We support young runaways and missing young people, dealing with drugs and alcohol misuse, refugees and asylum seekers, and also young carers. So again, the youngest, most vulnerable in our society who are actually caring for, adults in their life. So these subjects I found quite hard to hear about and perhaps quite hard to relate to. And they may really feel like other people's problems. But I was really surprised in my own journey just to learn how common these issues are. And the sad reality is that these things are happening to people in all of our neighbourhoods. So I thought that you as a community may be interested to learn about what the statistics are, what the data is for your own community. So at the Children's Society, we believe that the best way to understand what is going on in children's lives is to ask them directly. So that's why each year we ask children and young people about their own views on what improves and also what hampers their well-being. So for the last 15 years, the Children's Society has been using this information to measure children's subjective well-being, and our findings are reported in our annual Good Childhood Report, which is available to everybody if you want it. In this report, we collate some of the key issues impacting children's well-being. And we also publish this on a local basis. So we can also tap into, what's happening specifically in the Mole Valley area of Surrey. And then what we do is we make recommendations for policy change to support children and young people in that vicinity. So here you can see there is a back up one slide. Here is a letter from our own chief executive. Written to the, Member of Parliament for Mole Valley, Sir Paul Beresford. And this is a letter that is addressed every single year, just highlighting the issues specifically for your local area. And this opening statement, I think, kind of captures, you know, the motivation for that and what it is that we're trying to achieve. So the Children's Society's vision is a society built for all children, one where we work together to give young people facing the most serious challenges a better life. On the next slide, we've got, this is from the full local data report. So that's from the Good Childhood Report, where you can actually put in your local information to find out your exact details. So in your area, you have 19,581. That's all of the children aged 0 to 17 in the Mole Valley area. And out of those, actually 18% of children are actually recognised as living in poverty. 523 households are actually in temporary accommodation in Surrey, so they may be moving around quite a lot. And 973 children are actually recognised as being looked after by the local council in terms of being vulnerable or having a need. 950 is the number of young people who are care leavers. So they're the people that have come from a care facility that are then independent adults at the age of 18 and often much more vulnerable than another 18-year-old from a supportive family background. And then children in need are recognised as 5,932 in your local area. And then 2,190 from the age of 5 to 19 who have are recognised with a mental health condition. And then although there are support services available, those children in need of those, you know, mental health services are actually having to wait up to 69 days. And some of those may even be emergency cases. And I find that quite concerning. So these kind of, you know, numbers and figures aren't here to, you know, alarm you or cause you any distress, but they are here to help raise awareness of the fact that, you know, these are issues that are happening within all of our neighbourhoods. And it's just to kind of like, you know, raise that awareness, be aware, and then also understand where are some of the services that you may be able to support. So as a charity, we have a destination goal for 2030. And we're really focusing on overcoming the damaging decline in happiness and well-being, for children and young people. So we are offering, you know, hope, we're offering, you know, restoring and protecting and also strengthening our local communities and supporting them. So different ways that you may be able to help. We have lots of support groups, often related to the church. So I belong to a support group with my local church here in Ashvale in Surrey. You may want to find out how to become a volunteer. There are lots of different roles that I didn't realise that existed in terms of, you know, offering skills that charities really, really need. It's not all about fundraising. Sometimes they're in, you know, desperate need of just different skill sets. You may have something to offer that the charity could really do with your skills. Many of our shops, obviously campaigning, so that's supporting some of the campaigns that we're putting through government to try and prevent some of these issues from even happening, that avoidance. And obviously also making donations, and the details are available, I think, on the final slide. So thank you so much for the opportunity to share the charity and some of the work that we're doing with you, and obviously indeed some of the details of the things that are happening in your local community too. So thank you so much.
Many thanks to Beth indeed. So the details are on the screen of giving to the Children's Society. That's going to be there for a couple of moments and again at the end. And let's encourage each other to give and give generously. A society built for all children, the vision of the Children's Society. Wouldn't it be fantastic if every child who's born in this country thrived in their upbringing, in the services that are provided, just in the care that's available? And clearly that's not the case just in our locality as across the whole country. So we're going to pray shortly, but let's just reflect about all the blessings that we've received, the immense privileges that we have, and what would it take for us to share our privilege with those who struggle in the ways that Beth has just explained for us. So just keep a moment of pause and quiet for your own reflection. And will we hear these things again and just let them go, or will we respond? The life groups are identifying a way of keeping in touch with an outside cause, area, and maybe the Children's Society might be such a thing to join in the campaigning there with the Children's Society. So a moment of pause for your own reflection.